Thanks for hanging out with us on a Tuesday, Joe O, Sammy P. Week 4 in the book for the National Football League. Looking ahead to week number 5, we bring in our buddy Will Brinson, CBS Sports. Will, how'd week 4 treat you betting the National Football League?
Week 4 was awesome, man. 4-1 in my Circa Millions picks. Shout out to Cal and Newman, the guys that run the same entry together. Go through the picks. So I think these things, you got to have this process, and like part of our process ended up being, okay, the Chargers and the Packers look like the easiest layups in the history of betting football. There's no such thing as a layup in betting football. They're going to be chalky. Let's stay away from both of those. And, that ended up being a very good thing. Shout out to the Rams for, just a ridiculous cover. But I feel like the Rams covering in week 4 versus the Rams not covering in week 3 kind of washes out a little bit, right? Speaking of the Rams, if you want an early bet, I like revenge, right, guys?
Yes, Davante Adams.
Davante Adams grew up in Palo Alto. Watched 49ers growing up. Has 5 games against the 49ers in his career. Averages 126 yards per game and has 7 touchdowns in those games. And if you go and look at what happened this offseason with Davante Adams and the 49ers, they went to his agent and said, we will offer you wholesale, not retail, for your services. And so Davante refused to talk to them. And now he gets them at home as a 5.5-point favorite with a pretty robust total of 47. Definitely bet +145 anytime touchdown scored now before it dips. And I think you can find a 10-1 out there for 2 touchdowns. I wouldn't be surprised at all if Adams finds the end zone twice on Thursday.
I can only imagine how pleased you were on Saturday when the bartenders shipped Chargers and Ravens, and then Sunday night came out 6:30 local time, bailout Packers. I imagine you were
Yeah. I think those were 3 of the top 3 of the consensus picks in the Circa too. And it was like, it makes sense if you're, it had been a pretty tough first 3 weeks, and you're looking at the board and you're like, I need something I can trust. The Ravens -2.5 at KC, the Chargers and the Packers laying less than a touchdown. That's what this league is, man. Like, of course, Jackson Dart, despite losing Malik Nabers in his debut against a Jim Harbaugh defense, goes out and beats the Chargers anyway. Like, that's what the NFL is.
I know. Whatever just happened, forget it. I know the market's reacting. People are betting it. Whatever just happened, completely forget it. In fact, you probably want to go 180. It's going to be the exact opposite. Why do you mentioned Circa Millions before we dive into this week 5 card? Why do you think the public has been so terrible in the first month? I think 5-15 at Circa Millions. Yeah. Like, if we go over it every day, the most popular picks every day. I'm not saying they lose, but they're really bad every week, NFL and college overall.
It's a good question, because I think historically it's like around 500 for the consensus picks over the full course of the season. I expect we'll see a little regression. But my best guess is that, you have early struggle. I think it's sort of like a psychological thing, right? You have some early struggles. And then again, like last week, that was a really tough board in the NFL. And if you're looking around and trying to figure out where to go with these picks, it's like a Tommy Boy, when he talks about the guarantee fairy and how what does a guarantee even mean? I could slap it on the box, but it makes you feel nice and warm and cozy inside. And betting on the Chargers and the if you looked objectively at the Packers and the Cowboys before that game and said, okay, like, how is Dallas going to beat this Packers team in this Micah Parsons spot? It's tough to formulate Dak Prescott shredding maybe the best defense in football over the course of 60 minutes. And that's exactly what they did. By the way, I'm very impressed with the Cowboys, but I think it's got to be sort of a obvious spots that just, that's how the NFL works. Like, sometimes these obvious spots are bad, and I think the public's been glomming onto those.
Would you rather take – I love this game. Mm. Would you rather take Tennessee +9 at Arizona?
Man, you got a problem, Sam.
I'm asking you now. I'm asking you. I'm not saying anything. I'm asking.
Your so friends Tennessee and family are going to are gonna be in a circle. Like when you walk out from the show and they're going to be like, we need to talk about your Tennessee betting. Like we need to talk about your Titans betting.
I'm going to be in a gray jacket, just bobbing up and down saying Titans, Titans, Titans. Yeah. Okay, so that's the one option. The other option is Cincinnati at home getting 10 against Detroit.
Why did I think that game was in Detroit?
It's not.
It's not. Wow. Okay. Never mind. That line. I thought that line was going to keep going up. I was like 10 short. Anyway, no, I would. I don't want anything to do with the Bengals. I think that line could get to like 12 or so, and it might be fine. The Lions are one of those teams. Right now, it feels like they just have their foot on the gas. I think that week one game really sparked them in terms of, you know, now they do have Kansas City on the horizon after this. So that's a little bit of a trap spot, I guess. But I think that the Titans, if there's a week to take the Titans, this would be it because Arizona is not a step on your throat type of team. Like the Lions to me will step on your throat and just like run up the score and make sure that there's no chance of getting backdoored by some, not even the cover, but just like backdoored by Jake Browning doing some crazy stuff and trying to like pull out a victory. The Cardinals, I mean, you saw it against Carolina. They are more than willing. And really the Saints too in week one. I mean, they are more than willing to sort of like hang around and play with their food and let teams come back in. So, I would lean towards the Titans if I had to take somebody there. I mean, but again, you know, I would expect the Lions to be really popular. It is a look ahead spot. You got Kansas City on the horizon. You know, you're going to just run the football a bunch. It wouldn't be that shocking if the Bengals stay within double digits on this one.
For people that didn't use them against New Orleans or Carolina, they're going to be wrestling all week. Do I take Arizona in Survivor? If you haven't used them then, now's probably the spot. A lot of tougher games moving forward, but yeah, Arizona is going to be very tempting if they're still alive for a lot of people.
Well, and you got. Well, I was going to say too with the Survivor thing, if you're in the like Circa or like a lot of the ones do the Thanksgiving week. Thanksgiving just got kind of. I mean, like you don't know what the deal is with the Ravens and Lamar. That line's down like 3.5, I think. He's got the hamstring injury. But the Lions get the Packers. I mean, there's just tough matchups that week. So it's like, I don't know. This is a tough week for Survivor for sure.
Well, take us to Lamar. Baltimore laying 3.5 against Houston. Houston finally gets off the schneid. They get the win. It was way too close for too long, but they pull away in the end. Baltimore laying 3.5 without a defense going up against a great defense.
Yeah, I think the Texans are 29th in points allowed and like 32nd in points scored or something like that. It's like total inverse splits. Baltimore can score. Right. They can't stop anybody. Houston can't score, and they stop everybody. So, I mean, I would think that if Lamar is for some reason not in this game, that the line dips even further, right? I mean, you can't lay 3.5 with the Ravens without Lamar and being on it. I mean, Marlon Humphrey now out for a while. Vatavika can't play. Like, they can't stop the run. And Woody Marks looked really good against the Titans. If they actually do the smart thing and give him the rock against Baltimore, you would think that he'd be able to move it, even with that bad offensive line. Right now I would lean towards taking the 3.5 with Houston, but obviously under the caveat that if Lamar is practicing all week, you know, we're probably going to get a much bigger line because the Ravens should be favored by more than 3.5 against the Texans at full speed, I think.
Right. I mean, the market feels sort of halfway at this point. The look ahead number before the Lamar injury, 6.5. So if you're at 3, you're guessing as a bookmaker. Lamar's worth obviously much more than 3.5 points to that offense. They'd go to Cooper Rush, by the way, for those not keeping score at home. If they rule him out, which we won't know until Thursday or Friday, probably, Baltimore 1.5, maybe? Like, I don't know that Houston could be favored in Baltimore, but you're right. That's a halfway number on Lamar. I'm also curious, do you think Daniels plays this week for the Commanders?
Don't they? I'm sorry. I'm trying to like look around my thing to see what their exact schedule is. They're being really cautious with him, and I think that's probably a good thing. Maybe that changes a little bit if, you know, now that you lose in Atlanta. I think they wanted to see how long they could win, because they obviously beat the Raiders pretty handily in week three. Then you lose in Atlanta, but you kept it a little close at the end, although, you know, it felt like Atlanta did a great job there. They don't have anything until week 12 with a bye, but they've got some – I mean, there's just a huge stretch of games coming up here. The Chargers, the Bears, the Cowboys, the Chiefs, the Seahawks, the Lions in a row. I think they'll just keep being cautious with them, honestly, because – you need him to be at full strength, and they do trust Mariota a little bit. But yeah, I mean, like, I think this week in particular, if you can rest him one more week against an AFC opponent and then have him for this stretch where, you know, you're playing like some critical games, I think they'd probably do that. But if you're gonna hold him out for 2 weeks, they're clearly just being overly cautious with him. So I think as soon as he's good to practice on a Wednesday, that's when we'll expect to see him playing. But they've made it very clear. If he doesn't practice Wednesday and Thursday, they rule him out almost automatically on Friday. So I would expect sort of the same thing.
With Will Brinson, CBS Sports, this is Bet Sweats. Will, who should be the favorite? Maybe they have it correct, but I'm talking Giants Saints, believe it or not. The Saints hung around, you know, is a massive point spread against Buffalo, and we went over what the Giants did. What do you think? Because it did flip. We are now New Orleans -1.5.
Ugh, this game stinks.
I know. Here's the thing. I know I'm going to have a bet on it. I'm probably going to take the Giants.
Yeah, I think I'll take the Giants too. Jackson, look, I really liked what they. I mean, I don't remember if I said it on this show, but I definitely called it like late last week, just in terms of once they went away from Russ and went to Jackson Dart, like the beating the Chargers. I'm not saying that there's no chance Brian Daboll gets fired. But now you have an owner who's dealing with some personal health issues. You get the win over the Chargers at home with Dart. I almost feel like that might have guaranteed Brian Daboll keeps his job through the rest of the season at least, and maybe into next year, just because it showed what you can do with Dart. Then you lose neighbors. They still have like Wandale Robinson and Darius Slayton are not like the worst secondary and tertiary options for a guy like Dart, and they used his legs so well so early, and the Chargers just weren't really prepared for it, and how could they be, because there wasn't a ton of tape on it. I think they'll do the same thing for the Saints, and just I sort of trust the Giants a little bit more. But this screams low scoring rock fight. 40.5 is the total. If I'm getting points in the Giants, I definitely lean that way.
Sunday night, man, they're betting the dogs so far. Look ahead was 10.5. They reopened at 9.5, and now the Bills are only a 7.5-point favorite against the Patriots.
Yeah, Drake. I mean, look, if you look at the Patriots' last 2 weeks in totality, I mean, they absolutely stomped the Panthers. You know, that's what, and they, if you look at the box score, and if you watch the game, because I had them in the contest against the Steelers, but they had 5 turnovers, 2 turnovers inside the 1-yard line. They dominated the Steelers. They should have blown the Steelers out, and then they go and blow out the Panthers. You know, I think Drake Maye looked pretty sharp. You get Travion Henderson involved more. This offense is a lot more explosive. They didn't make the same mistakes that they made against the Steelers. And if you clean that up, this Bills defense, we'll see what they've got with Matt Milano and Ed Oliver. But when those two guys don't play, Buffalo really struggles to slow down teams. And so I think there's a very good case that, one, Buffalo is not interested in running up the score on anybody right now. Now, they will if it happens. If it happens, it happens. But they're clearly just trying to stack wins and get healthy, because they know that, you know, with what's going on with Cincinnati, what's going on with Baltimore, the Chiefs' struggles early in the season, they really have a firm command of the AFC as a whole. Obviously, the Chargers are right there too, but, you know, now you get the 2 tackle injuries. So I think Buffalo is just – I don't think Buffalo is interested in blasting anybody. Now, they have done a really good job against division opponents. If this were to get under 7, I would love the Bills. But I can see why you would want the Patriots plus the 10. They've been frisky enough. If there are injuries on the defense – New England will be able to score and probably have a very good chance at a backdoor, especially when Buffalo's rested people potentially in the second half.
Just have 10 seconds. Maybe a game that we have not hit on. Is there a side that you love this week?
The Rams.
If not, that's okay. Oh, yeah, you mentioned it. Rams. Go back to the Rams. You're all in on Thursday. All right. Devontae props. That's what he say. Will Brits and CBS Sports every week I hear on BetSweats. Thank you, Will. Best of luck. We'll play Nickel or Dime on the other side. This is BetSweats. Lightning Bets coming your way 20 minutes from now. Joe O, Sammy P, thanks for hanging out on this Tuesday. We're bouncing around all over the place. It's been very sportsy, content heavy. That's the time of the year that we're in now with the baseball playoffs starting today. Make sure we cover all of those angles, and it'll be throughout. Like, just because we're hitting on the MVP before doesn't mean we won't regularly update that or a number of other markets. There's way too many markets that we don't even have time for during football season to get to, like all these stat categories. So anything that comes to mind that we want to bring up, we'll make sure to hit every single day as we break this thing down. We will get to that. We will get to Nickel or Dime coming up in a few minutes as well. But, Sam, big NFL week of injuries. Like, I think this is like a huge waiver wire when you look at it. Anytime you jump into buys, first off, what kind of depth do I have? How am I going to cover this guy sitting, that guy sitting? We've got four teams on bye this week: Atlanta, Chicago, Green Bay, Pittsburgh. So that makes the waiver wire even more important. And then, you know, our guy Brinson brought it up. I talked about maybe Woody Marks for Offensive Rookie of the Year. You know he's going to be popular. We want to get to Gertz in a minute here. But the receiver injuries were massive this week. Of course, you have Malik Nabers. He's now done for the year. And Tyreek, it was funny, on the drive to the game to baseball yesterday, I was like, we're going over some of the big injuries. My son's opponent in fantasy, they had like three people out for the year. I'm like, oh, you've been pretty lucky. You've been pretty lucky with injuries.
Yeah.
Hour later, he has Tyreek shred his knee. I'm like, that was my fault, dude. As soon as I said it, I'm like, I shouldn't have said that. But that goes down. But yeah, it's going to be a big week waiver wire for sure.
I got smoked in Survivor. Well, I got smoked in Survivor too, but I got smoked in Fantasy, Gertz. 134-86. I also, not that it mattered, because I was in my second hour of wedding photos at the time, I failed to bench Terry McLaurin, who didn't play. I had no idea.
Oh, no. And you knew all week he wasn't going to play.
Which shows you how much I care about fantasy. Even if I started Terry McLaurin twice, or like a good player like Nico Collins twice, I wouldn't have won. 134-86, I am getting absolutely railroaded in fantasy, so I need help.
Who'd you go against? What was the player that was like?
Bo Nix, Josh Jacobs had 31. The Lions kicker had 13. Devontae had 15. I got
just wait till this week. Brinson says Devontae's having 500 yards.
I got none from McLaurin. I got three from Njoku. I got four from the Vikings defense, 10 from Trey Benson, who I was very excited about, 10 from Tet McMillan. I mean, I'm just decimated. I'm already down four starters. So, whatever. It is what it is. I lost. Like, the season's a loss. Like, you can't recover from that. What should we do, Gertz? What's the move on the waiver wire?
Oh, really?
Well, usually Paul does that, tough. not Gertz.
Whoa.
Wow. The technical guy.
Oh, gee. Oh, and he's gone. All right. Well, that was talking waiver. We got you. Let's go.
That was the waiver wire segment.
Lock in.
Lock in, please. Well, guys, as you have been alluding to since we started this segment here, injuries, the biggest driving factor when it comes to the waiver wire here heading into week five. Look at the quarterback position. Maybe you have Lamar Jackson. He may miss some time with a hamstring injury. I am a Lamar Jackson owner, and I was able to snag Dak Prescott right before the game started on Sunday night. Then he, of course, blew up. But wow. Dak could be another quarterback that is on your waiver wire. If he is there, I highly suggest picking him up. Look good with George Pickens against the vaunted Green Bay Packers defense. So Dak, if he's out there, might as well pick him up. Matthew Stafford, only 43% rostered on Yahoo. He's coming off of a huge 33% performance against the Colts, 375 yards, 3 touchdowns. If you guys can think back to the beginning of the season, my very first 10 toes down was telling you to stay away from every single Rams player for fantasy purposes, and I could not have been more wrong. So I think I'm down to like 6 toes left or something like that. But
can I point out, because I thought about this yesterday, I want to point out that since he said Indiana and Bears are going winless, the two of them have gone 4-0.
Yes. I guess the rule is to just fade whatever I say when it comes to 10 toes down. Matthew Stafford, yeah. Another Rams player, killing it. Should be available, as I mentioned on the wire. Another quarterback you could look at, Sam Darnold, only 21% rostered. Hasn't been all that great. I think he's coming off of a 17-point performance from last week. But if you need a spot start a quarterback, might be able to do worse than Sam Darnold. He's been fairly decent for the Seahawks when it comes to fantasy. Number one waiver wire pickup of the week, Joe O's guy, Woody Marks, Houston Texans running back, scored twice last week. Monster, 25-point performance, only 32% rostered on Yahoo. His usage has gone up in this offense every single week of the season. So Woody Marks, possibly offensive rookie of the year candidate. I still think that this Houston Texans offensive line is trash to the point where you can't start Woody Marks. But again, fade whatever I say. So go out and get Woody Marks 100% fabbed up. My guy now, I guess, Kendre Miller, running back for the New Orleans Saints. Again, I was wrong about him. He's getting more and more work every single week, especially in the passing game. So Kendre Miller could be a running back that you could look to. And one of the biggest questions of the week, Joe, you mentioned it as we were starting off here, who is going to step up for the New York Giants in the absence of Malik Nabers? Darius Slayton, he has had nearly 4 targets each game this week, or each game this season. Only 3% rostered on Yahoo. I think most likely the biggest beneficiary of the Nabers injury is going to be Wandale Robinson. He is most likely not out there. I'm looking at 49% rostered, but if he is, I would definitely go pick up Wandale Robinson, another weapon for Jackson Dart to throw to once Nabers is out. After the Tyreek injury, Malik Washington, wide receiver for the Miami Dolphins, 4% rostered on Yahoo, did have a return touchdown earlier this year, and those vacated Tyreek targets are going to have to go somewhere. They can't all go to Darren Waller, who could also be another waiver wire pickup this week. Tight end for the Miami Dolphins. Darren Waller, really, guys, are we doing this? I'm not sold. He has barely played any football, but he did score twice last night. So, again, what do I know? Elsewhere, defenses and special teams. You can look to the Arizona Cardinals playing the atrocious Tennessee Titans this week. They are probably the best spot start for defenses and special teams on the board this week. You could also maybe look to the Cleveland Browns. Horrible team, fantastic defense. They get the Minnesota Vikings in London. So there's a few waiver wire pickups for you guys heading into week 5.
All right. Good stuff. I don't know if you can pick up Dart. I think you're right. Like, just go somewhere else. And now without Nabers, he's going to use his legs, which will be interesting. And that gives you another. But you could say that about Fields. Like, you saw what he did last night. Like, he had a good game overall because you had the 81 rushing yards. But, yeah, I don't know that you can get Dart, but maybe I'll be wrong. He went out and won a game without Nabers. All right, Joe O, Sammy P, BetSweats, BetMGM Network. Let's bring in Jake Hassan and play a little nickel or dime. Hey, Jake.
Hello again.
Hello again.
Happy birthday, Jake.
How are you feeling? What are your plans for the rest of the day?
A whole lot of nothing. My friend just texted me that he fell backwards into some Blackhawks preseason tickets.
Never in life. Today?
Like,
when's the preseason?
Today, apparently, I guess. I was like, sure, hockey, why not? Let's do it, I guess.
You're going to the Hawks?
They're like, on the glass, so why not? Sure. I mean, it's my best friend, so it's an excuse to hang out on a Tuesday, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
But other than that.
Put the flask inside the sock.
And right. You'll be- oh, yeah. Instead of paying $22 for a Miller Lite at the United Center, yeah. Nope. We'll figure something out. But otherwise, it's just going to be watching the baseball. The phone will be out because I think these games are going to rock, and I'm very excited. Anyway.
All right. You can get in the Hawks game. StubHub, $18.
Oh, yeah. They're giving them away. To be clear, we did not pay money for these. He was given the ticket. So that's the only reason. Free 99, sure. Why not?
Yeah. On the glass. Yeah. I get it. I understand. But you'll be checking your phone on baseball scores the whole time.
Oh, I'm going to be streaming the games on my phone 100%. Yeah.
Please send us a picture of you watching the baseball game. Set the phone on the rail if you can. So yes. You're watching baseball during the preseason hockey game. I'm going to guess you're not going to make any preseason hockey bets either. I would hope not, because come on.
If anybody has any angles, you want to DM them to me, sure. But yeah, I'm not getting in these streets for Connor Bedard's shot attempts tonight. I think I'm good.
Oh my God. That'd be hilarious. Do you know who they're playing?
They are playing the Detroit Red Wings. I did know that.
Good.
Because I did, I did get told that information, though. I'm not that good.
Joe's heard of
it. I have heard of that team. So, yeah. Can't wait. You know, birthday on a Tuesday, options pretty limited. It's not like we're doing much here.
I definitely would not watch if it was in my backyard today. Definitely not. Not for preseason. Like, it's got to be regular season. Maybe I'll keep one of the curtains
open. I'm not kidding. Our guy, Alex Smith, just texted me. These are definitely bets for tonight. There's no way it's not. He goes, bet Hawks money line. He said, bet Hawks money line. They're playing their opening night lineup. Amazing. Shout out Alex Smith. It's a guy.
Good job. Good job. Well, now you got some action on that. You got a lot of action out there today. All right. Yeah, where we go, nickel or dime?
All right, first nickel or dime. We did talk about both of these teams, World Series based. Would you rather go the nickel 500 on the Blue Jays over the Phillies, exact matchup, 25-1, or $1,000 the dime on Harper World Series MVP, 17-1, Joe?
I don't think either are happening. How do I spend less money? I guess
secret option C, death
is less than the dime. So yeah, I'll go with the nickel. The Blue Jays over the Phillies, even though I mean, Blue Jays have a chance, but I don't think that's our matchup.
Just for Paul's sake. Dime. Harper. Harper MVP.
Okay. Harper.
Moon. Joe Carter. Bring it back.
Oh, Jesus. He's still. Yes. Yes. Get a repeat.
I don't know if this anti-Phillies Paul is like, famously the mush pan. I don't know if we have to start just jamming in Phillies stuff. Or like, I don't know how to fade this. Where's the room? Need the room. All right. Would you rather go the nickel on Pavia Heisman 15-1 or the dime on Bama and Miami moneyline parlay -116, Sam?
I'm very nervous about Miami. So I'm going to take the nickel on Pavia Heisman.
Okay. I'm also opposite. I thought you were going to go there. I thought you were going to go with dime. Okay. Pavia Heisman. See, the thing is, I definitely think if you pull off the upset this week, he's going to be one of the favorites. He could be the clear-cut favorite in a couple of weeks. You got this road, but they probably also need to make the playoff out of the SEC, which is going to be very, very tough to do. Even with a big upset here, it's going to be tough. I like that moneyline parlay. I would go dime there. Yeah, that's where I'll go. I'll go dime.
Last 90 seconds here. We'll go quick. Would you rather go the nickel on Ravens to miss the playoffs +280 or the dime on the Chiefs to win the AFC West +145, Joe?
Yeah, I'm going Chiefs. I'll do that with the dime. We were just talking baseball with an MLB postseason no sweat SGP token. Get your stake back in bonus bets. Step up and find your pitch over at BetMGM. What do you think, Sam? Ravens miss or Chiefs win the West?
On the flagship yesterday, I did a spot on the show, and Nick said that the Chiefs are the team to beat in the AFC now. So that has me clouded.
Is that clouded. A Super Bowl pick?
Or... I don't know. Team to beat, though, AFC. So let's go Ravens miss the playoffs.
Ravens miss. Okay. Better start winning soon. This Lamar injury, if that lingers, oh boy, it just could be a throwaway year. But the market is not saying that we're there, that there's way too much time left. Joe O, Sammy P, Lightning Bets on the other side. Make sure you're here. Go over our favorite baseball plays of the day. This is Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network. Lightning Bets in a moment, the day that the baseball playoffs really get going. So action all day long. We'll tell you some of our looks for those various games. We get four of them back to back to back to back all coming up. We'll get to that in a moment just here on Bet Sweats. And we always love to check out your feedback. We love getting those five-star reviews and just in the review, just kind of proving, hey, You're one. You're in on the joke. You listen on a daily basis. We got one here from Fantasy Corporal, Sam. Five stars. Says, must hear betting content. With all the interviews of the flagship show, this betting podcast gives actionable betting content daily from futures to parlays. Bring in Sam with the best decision Odyssey has made instantly since instantly releasing segments. The guys show up no matter how slurred they are from the night before. No amount of birthday parties or kids' baseball games will stop them from bringing the daily news and betting advice. From August to July, this is a must-listen every morning. Tip of the cap to you. Guys are great. Appreciate it. Is that you?
No. If I was going to comment, I would not have said some of the things in there. You know that.
Slurry.
Definitely would not want that on there. It's one time you're labeled for life, you know? It just is what it is. Man, I could have just not showed that day. Could have just called in sick.
Well, all right. Is that true? Because I remember they were breaking in your room.
They were trying. I wouldn't let them in. I didn't know who it was, you know? People right. In my room? Yeah, no.
Get out.
Yeah. Yeah. And I open the door. I'm like, what?
Did you really what? Say that?
Yeah. What? What do you want? the flagship comment is very funny. It's very funny.
Flagship.
Yeah, it's very good.
One day. Maybe one day we'll be there. One day. We appreciate the review. Everybody, if you listen via podcast, you have not left ratings or reviews, just help us out and do that. If you leave comments like that, let us know that you're listening. We would greatly appreciate it. What's so funny?
Nothing. Everything's funny. Everything's very funny.
I think you're laughing through the pain right now based on what you put in the chat a couple of moments ago.
Yeah, I just found that out. Not great. You can say it. I don't want to say it.
Wife just said we're going to have the house exterior painted, and it's probably 10 grand.
Okay. Great.
Yeah. You know what's worse? You know what you don't want to be told? Need to replace the windows.
Oh, no. Yeah. No way.
That is worse.
I'd rather have tarp over it than replace.
Yeah. Unbelievably expensive. 10 grand to paint outside. So what's the exterior made of?
I mean, it's just, it's old.
It's brick exciting, or what is it? Yeah. I mean, okay. It's
200 years old.
So yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff going on, as you can tell.
Oh man. 10 grand. Yeah. Painting indoors isn't great either, but it's not going to cost that much. That's why I asked. It must be, you got a ton of work then to to do.
Yeah, that's what I'm being told, yes.
Every year I've learned it's like, okay, one big project. Once you become a homeowner, there's one big, massive, what, you know, five-figure bill that's waiting for you that probably needs to be done. It's something every single year.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, so, I found out about it last couple of years, buddy.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, what was the last one?
Oh, you know? Like a total restructure of the front yard.
Yeah.
Oh.
You look like you're in pain just thinking about it.
I want to cry. I get it.
Yeah, I know. And everybody sees exterior, so that's going to be the argument, right? Like you can hide stuff and kind of skate around things inside, but not so much with that, especially with an older home. All right, lightning bets. What do you have for us today?
Padres, let's do it. +110 BetMGM. That's a pretty fair price. There's a little bit better prices offshore, but I mean, +110 is very, very fair. On Pivetta against Boyd, I understand Pivetta's splits have not been great in the regular season. Okay, fine. I don't trust Boyd. I don't. I'm sorry. I don't. Nothing personal. I don't have any interest in betting Chicago with Boyd. So I hope Pivetta can steal game one. You know we are a Padres show. And then you got Cease game two and Darvish game three. But go in there today, steal the opener, and see what happens in the final two games.
All right. I'm going Detroit-Cleveland under six. I see a 5.5 popping now. Detroit has to push Skubal. They have to. They have to seal this game if they want any chance of taking this round. So I'm going under six. Lack of offense on both sides too. So the offense isn't scaring me too much. There's a reason this number's this low. Open 6.5. We're down to six, and I'm still fine with it. A lot of people get scared off by it. I'm not too concerned about it. Give me Boston with Crochet. I'm going to back the dog +115. It looks like the market is in on the Yankees going against that is a little dicey, but I'm going to take Crochet in this matchup. The way he's pitched against the Yankees, I'm going there. Being the public side is a little scary. Snell under 15.5 outs recorded. We know how the Dodgers roll when it comes to their starting pitchers. I'm going to say he's a 5-inning or less guy today. And man, do I want to add an offensive rookie of the year? Really?
Why not?
I've got two horses. Well, the why not is you end up adding too many. Woody Marks is the one that really stands out. A lot of places have 60. There's a 75-1 out there. If he's going to take over as the guy in Houston, the scary part is, yes, they do have a crappy offensive line. But that is a number I just don't think I can pass up. At 75-1, somebody that I'm expecting to enter this race, and there's no quarterback that's running away with it. This thing is so wide open. Yeah, Mark's at 75. All right, Paul Aspen, what do you have for lightning bets?
So I will say, as a Phillies fan who hated to see the Mets last year in the playoffs and knew how that was going to go out. Talked about targeting the top, I don't know, the north side, if you're looking at it, of the playoff bracket for the top side of the American League. Mm-hmm. And we're out on the Mariners, it sounds like. I'd say pick a team from up top on to make a run. Now, the last team Cleveland wants to see, I would think, even though they've kind of dominated them over the second half of the season, fresh slate. You get the Tigers again. You're not done with this team. Got the Cy Young winner. Give me Detroit at 20-1. They're the best team in baseball to win the World Series. They're the best team in baseball for the first half of the season.
Wow.
They have fallen apart in the second half. Did we not see this with the 05 White Sox a little bit? I mean, that's a little bit of a reach, but like a team that fell apart to the end and then figured it out with behind good pitching. So with apologies to the city of Detroit, Tigers, 20-1.
Wow. I did not have this on the bingo card. Paul going Tigers World Series.
Me neither, to be fair.
It's a good case. What's the series price?
I would think the Guardians minus Oh, that was today. Series price. They're favored.
-120-ish. Okay, yeah, -125.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So similar to today's price.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see how these numbers flip, too, based on who wins today, because now you got to win two games in a row. That's interesting. Do you have anything else?
No, but now, because I've done these in the past, Joe, now I'm thinking I need to come up with a good alliteration for it, but a Motor City parlay.
You're not. What are you going to do? There's no
Pistons?
Lions.
You doing Lions?
Oh.
Yeah.
Who'd you say?
Pistons.
Not Michigan. Not Lions. Wow. Pistons. Pistons, Red Wings. In honor of Jake, you go Detroit.
Red Wings
tonight.
Money line tonight?
Yep, yes. And Pistons to win the division.
Tigers Lions is 188-1, by the way. Or Tigers World Series, Lions Super Bowl.
Can you, before we get out, can you check Detroit to win the Central Division? They could win it this year.
Oh, the injuries. Sure.
Working on it. Jake, filibuster for me.
Sure. I have no problem going under in that Detroit-Cleveland game. This just reeks of a 3-1 final score. So I'll go with that. I like the Padres and I like the Red Sox. And I hover moon on the Reds with Hunter Green. I want to do it. I want to touch that stove so bad, but I don't know if I'll get there. I'll be on the Blake Snell under, though, under 15.5 easily, 100% on that one. And then Bregman, Merrill, Hernandez, World Series MVPs. Let's rock. Also, I would just like to say, I said this in the chat earlier, I haven't stopped thinking about yesterday's case of the Mondays. I was crying laughing listening back to it last night.
What part?
Amazing. All of it.
What part do you think?
Did you push the button? It's like underrated line from that, too.
Telemundo. Oh, God. Was my personal favorite.
Sam was so upset.
About what? Oh, yeah. I mean, no, I was just standing in the elevator waiting for it to magically go to my floor. Did you push the button?
Oh, my God.
The transcript in the podcast app is so much funnier, too. Like, yes, it's written out.
Now I need to listen. Now I need to go back and listen. What do you have, Paul?
The Motor City Madness, if we want to call it that, 1,300-1. Pistons Central, Lions Super Bowl, Tigers World Series.
I think you're on to it.
A bit far. BetMGM account holders will receive an Any Sport Parlay Boost token. Score a bigger payout if your wager with the Parlay Boost token hits. Tokens can be used on parlays and SGPs. That's all we have for today. Here on Bet Sweats, make sure you're with us tomorrow. Always a lot of fun on Wednesday. We do power rankings, bunch of guests, and we'll keep you up to speed. Everything Major League Baseball playoffs right here on the BetMGM Network.